Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm actually here at the grand opening of the Geekery, and we're actually throwing a cosplay contest here tonight.
Yes, we are. I don't know if you would consider this our second. Would it?
We had one, but there was one person that entered.
Yeah.
She got all the prizes. She's here tonight, actually.
Yeah, what does she cosplay as?
Someone from Supernatural.
Okay.
I thought she was Constantine, but I was wrong. So that's Ryan. We also have Agent Daryl joining us today.
Hey.
How's it going? And I am psyched to have back on the show one of the best friends the podcast has ever had, Miss Candy Cosplay.
Oh my God.
How's it going?
I'm awesome.
And joining us for the first time, we have Luminous Designs and Cosplay.
Hello.
How's it going?
Great, thank you.
Now, you guys can't see, but Candy's dressed up as Lady Loki.
Yes.
By the way, it was worth the wait. You've been hyping it since the first time I met you, and
yes.
It's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
No problem. And you're Lady Thor.
Thank you.
And it's awesome, too. I'm a big comic book nerd, so stuff like that, you know.
Thank you.
See, I like the gender swapping that's happening. I mean, you're definitely seeing it more and more. Especially the ones like cross TV shows.
Yes.
So I think that's a neat idea to have.
And let's not forget, in the comics right now, there is a Lady Thor and there was a Lady Loki. So it's all awesome. It all comes around. So how long did it take you to put together this suit, actually?
Lady Loki probably took me a good, you could say 3 months, but I was working on her periodically for like almost a couple years. Just bits and pieces, but I hunkered down for like 3 months to get her completely together. And I just added the new crown and the new breastplate for her.
Fantastic. The work shows. It's really well done.
Thank you so much.
No problem. And Lady Thor, how long did it take to make your suit?
The one piece we had done about a month ago maybe took about 6 hours. The rest of it we actually did over probably 12-hour span of last night.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Burning the midnight oil.
Yeah, we wanted to do something. I wanted to do Thor to mirror her Lady Loki. We're best friends.
That's cool.
And I've been supporting her throughout her cosplay, so I wanted to do something that would be almost identical but sort of rival.
That's awesome. And Candy was telling me that you've built some of her accessories.
I have. I built her staff. And when she did Maleficent, I did the staff for that. I've also done a couple of my own, but they're nothing spectacular yet.
Well, I saw the pictures you guys did of the Game of Thrones, and it was pretty awesome, actually.
That was a lot of fun.
It was. We were so in character, too.
Yeah, you guys, seriously, you're becoming one of my favorite cosplayers. No more of a lie.
And thank you.
Again, I keep saying this every time I see you, but we appreciate all the support you've given us.
No problem. You guys are awesome.
Oh, appreciate that. And you're celebrating a birthday.
Yes, I am.
So happy birthday.
Thank you.
No problem. Can we ask how old?
I'm turning.
Supposed to ask.
Never ask a lady.
We'll ask off camera.
There we go.
All right.
She mimicked my
sign language. All right, that's fine. And you're taking a Nova Scotia trip.
Yes, I am.
Looking forward to that?
I really am, because I'm going to bring some costumes down there as well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring a Game of Thrones one down with me.
Oh, fantastic.
Try and get some nice shots.
Is there a convention happening down?
No, we're just going family trip, and I have to take advantage of the scenery. So I was like, hey.
Well, that's going to be incredible shots.
Beautiful scenery.
Whereabouts? I think we're going down to the Iway, down that way.
So in the North Shore?
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. You're not going.
No. I'm not going. I've got my own family trip.
Nice. And can we talk about some of the other costumes you mentioned that you're working on?
Yes.
Tell us what you're working on.
I'm working on right now a steampunk Harley Quinn. It all started because my husband got these goggles, and he never used them, but they're red. The lenses are red, and the rest of them are gold. And I'm like, okay, this is happening. And he's like, what's happening? I'm like, these are mine now, and I'm making a steampunk Harley Quinn. And I just got a giant roll of Warbler. So I'm going to work on her hammer, make it look all metal and bronzy looking.
That's cool. I like your regular Harley Quinn, so that'll be awesome.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to be incredible to see. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, because steampunk is quite the big thing now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've also been doing another dual one for Vikings.
Yes,
cool. Redoing her Lagertha, and I'm going to do Thorn.
Nice.
Yeah, so we can do something.
Like the TV show Vikings?
Yeah, TV show Vikings.
I just got into that.
Yeah,
I know I'm a little bit late, but
we're doing season 2 Lagertha.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm just like, here's the photo.
This is what you need to look like.
This is what you need to look like. And she liked the way she looked, so it worked all out.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
Are you, is that going to be for the Toronto Comic Con?
No, we're just doing that for something fun to do in the summertime.
Nice.
Yeah. That's cool.
And I'm also doing a Katniss Everdeen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I just need to get a bow. That's the only thing we're missing. We have the whole wetsuit and...
You making that, though, or are you going to try to find...
No, I ended up getting it on sale, actually. It was one of those things I scored, and I looked, and I'm like, saves me the work. Because that's the odd time, like, if you just need a quick costume, I will buy it. But then there's, like, my Lady Loki, where I just go all out and make it. So...
That's then cool. You want to add your own personal touch to it sometimes. If it's too much of a hassle and you can buy it cheaper anyway, then we'll just buy it. But sometimes with Lady Loki and Thor, then we just want to make our own personal touch. Yeah.
That's cool. And, you know, save that bow from Katniss, you got yourself a Lady Hawkeye costume.
Yeah, but I don't like Hawkeye.
Oh.
Not a Hawkeye fan.
We have the sound effect that goes over.
Oh, yeah. I was praying in Avengers Age of Ultron that he was the one getting it.
Oh.
Because my husband's a Hawkeye fan, and I'm sitting there going, I hope he gets it. He goes, I hope he doesn't. I'm like, I hope he does.
That's okay. He used Quicksilver as his own personalized Captain America shield.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't get it. I was happy.
Oh, that's awesome. So you guys are fans of the Marvel movies, then?
Yes. Huge fans.
Nice. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah. I like Avengers, the first one, because Loki is just amazing in it.
Yeah.
Like, when he first comes down, I was that little girl in the theater going, because I'm a huge Loki fan.
Nice.
I mean, I collect everything Loki. I even got to meet Tom Hiddleston when he was in Hamilton.
Nice.
I went down and stalked like a creeper, but I didn't wear my Loki costume. I was sad.
That would have been awesome if you did.
It was one of those, we weren't sure if we were going to meet him. Because they sent, if I'm saying her name right, Jessica Christine out first from... Yeah, Chastain.
Oh, Chastain, yeah, okay.
Sorry, I said her name wrong. I feel bad now. But we met her first. They sent her out kind of like the, let's see how the crowd reacts to her. And then they sent him out. So.
Yeah, they must have gone nuts when he walked out.
Yes. But everybody, the group of people we had there were so like calm, cool, and collective.
Somebody's moving.
Oh. Nice. So you must be psyched. I think, Daryl would know the day. When's Thor 3 coming out?
Ragnarok?
Yeah.
Thor 3, I think, comes out in 2018, I guess. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know, maybe 2017.
I'm sad about rumors I've heard about
2018?
That.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've heard Loki rumors about that.
Oh, bad stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Or
bad stuff. Uh-oh. I've heard bad Loki rumors about comic book lore.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I think you can do just about anything in the movies. I mean, it's not necessarily etched in stone.
But I heard he signed on for the next Avengers, Tom Hiddleston. So
he's supposed to have a scene in the latest Avengers.
They cut it.
But yeah, because Idris Elba had spoiled that.
Yeah.
And probably got a slap on the wrist for it afterwards. I'm wondering if they cut out Loki just because of that.
They say
it was because it was the flow.
I'm hoping they put it in through the deleted scenes.
There's supposed to be an extended version coming out on Blu-ray.
Oh, thank God.
Different ending, too, even.
Oh.
Really?
Which I wouldn't be averse to.
Yeah.
If it's even just like an extension of the ending.
Yeah.
It kind of ended kind of abruptly.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll show up in Ant-Man. Everyone else is in it. Or not Ant-Man, Cap 3.
I think most likely Cap 3, yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody's, everything but Kitchen Sink's going to be
in it. I think Thor's not in Captain America 3.
He's like the only
that's
one.
That's what they said, because he's back in Asgard dealing with...
Maybe that's the whole thing with the Civil War, yeah, no Asgardians. Which will make Ragnarok that much bigger.
Ah, fooey.
Plenty else to keep us happy in the meantime.
I guess so. Take it from Agent Daryl. He knows. And thank you for, being cool enough to pose with our little Avengers.
That was great.
Coulson
so
pictures.
No problem. It was fun.
I never felt so good.
Nice. So, what cons are next?
The next one is I want to try and hit Unplugged, but it's like 2 weeks after I get back from Nova Scotia. So it's that fingers crossed, because they actually tweeted me back, and because I like them, and they're like, hey, Candy Cosplay, we hope we see you. And I was floored. I was like, oh my God, they tweeted me, because I'm kind of new to Twitter, so I'm just kind of getting out there. But when they did that, I was like, oh, so I wrote them back. I'm trying to. But the next one after that is Fan Expo, and then Hamilton Comic Con in October.
Okay.
And I want to hit up... Forest Con and Niagara Falls.
I've heard good things about ForestCon,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it's their, I think it's the first time doing ForestCon.
No, ForestCon is their second.
I think they started last year, yeah. Chip Zdarsky's there.
There's two in London, I know.
Yeah, there's ForestCon. This is going to be their second.
Second?
Year.
Second year?
There's
okay.
a London Comic Con,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's the one I'm, yeah. Yeah. So I want to try and hit that because it's kind of close to home as well, and I want to see what that's all about.
Wicked. All right. Remind the fine folks out there where they can go to check out your costumes and whatnot.
You can check me out at Facebook at www.facebook.com/candiescosplays. There's two. There's S's on the end, yeah, of that. And then my Twitter is at candycosplays.
Cool. And do you have any social media that people can find your stuff on?
I only have a Facebook page. It's Luminous Designs and Cosplay. I'm mostly associated with her.
Nice. Well, you know, once again, you know, it's so awesome that you become a friend of ours and that you help us out all the time. And, you know, we really appreciate it.
Ryan and I appreciate that.
Ryan and I say this all the time. The best thing that's come out of doing this podcast the last couple of years is the people we've met.
Yeah.
I bet.
Artists,
so,
like the cosplayers. It's funny when we don't go to a convention, they're like, hey, we missed you guys.
Yeah.
So, just like with the cosplayers, when you pretty much see them each time and they're not there, you're like, hey, what's going on? Where are you? Okay. So, it's kind of cool. That's what we enjoy the most.
Yeah.
And you've been so nice to us. You're our first repeat cosplay interview. Like, we've never interviewed a cosplayer twice. So
I feel honored. Thank you.
Oh, you should. Your stuff is amazing, and we look forward to seeing more stuff. And thanks for coming out to the event.
Oh,
we appreciate it.
It's actually awesome. The food's good, and the atmosphere is amazing. I love all the nerdy stuff.
Yeah, I had a bit of a hand in that.
It's amazing. And the tables are really cool. We're talking about the tables, saying the tables,
with the artists work
on them, and everything is amazing.
Yeah, there's a few artist friends of ours in there right now working on more tables.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Well, thanks again, guys. We appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of the night, and good luck in the cosplay contest.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.